Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Perhaps you're watching us or listening to us. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm excited to be with you today and excited for the topic that I want to release today. I want to talk to you about wisdom. The Bible speaks a lot about wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, we find that Solomon refers to wisdom as something that is screaming. It's screaming from the rooftop, on the streets. And basically, it speaks of wisdom as something crying out, "Who will want me?" There's a lot of benefits to have wisdom. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. I believe when you have wisdom, there are a lot of benefits to it. And what is wisdom? So I want to read to you several scriptures found out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. And one of the scriptures says, "For wisdom comes when you adore him with undivided devotion." The only way that we can attain wisdom, to know what to do in every circumstance. Think about that. The Bible says that Solomon was the wisest man that had ever lived. He knew what to do in every situation. He had the revelation of heaven. It is divine revelation. It is knowing exactly what to do, when to do it, what road to take, what road not to take. Wisdom, the Bible says, is screaming, knowing how to handle situations, how to deal with people. Wisdom is a powerful tool, but it says it can only come when we adore him with undivided attention and devotion. Verse 8 says in chapter 3, "For then you will find healing, refreshment for your body and spirit." It says that you can find healing through wisdom. Wisdom can actually bring healing to your body. Look what Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16 says. "Wisdom extends to you long life in one hand and wealth and promotion in the other hand. Out of wisdom's mouth flows righteousness, and her words release both law and mercy." It says that in one hand, here wisdom is releasing wealth. And in another hand, it's releasing, it's extending to you long life. So when you have wisdom, it gives you long life. When you have wisdom, it gives you healing. When you have wisdom, it gives you promotion. It gives you wealth. And then it says in verse 17 of chapter 3 in the book of Proverbs, it draws you into a place of wholeness. When you don't feel whole, when you feel like you're lacking a lot of things, you feel like there's something empty in your life, wisdom can bring wholeness into your life. The Bible says it's the healing tree of life. Wisdom and discernment. Here is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21. It says, "My son, preserve wisdom and discernment, and do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you." And it says, "an ornament of grace." Think about that. It strengthens you. It heals you. It brings prosperity to you. It brings promotion to you. We need wisdom. That's what we're lacking in the body of Christ. We want to hear all kinds of quotes, with all due respect to all those that post quotes. I myself post quotes. But we want to hear everybody else's quotes. But the Bible says that God gives wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. It is God. He is the source of all wisdom. And although quotes are good, but they are not our source of wisdom. Yes, we can gain wisdom from those quotes, but really, ultimately, God is the source of all our wisdom. So when we have an intimate relationship with God, when we are in devotion, undivided devotion, we don't have other gods, we don't have idolatry, wisdom can flow into our lives. We don't have to hear from somebody else what God is saying, but rather we can hear from God ourselves what God is saying. Wisdom has so many benefits. If you read Proverbs chapter 3 in your own time, I'm going to give you 3-4. Wisdom will empower you. Out of chapter 3 in the book of Proverbs, it says that wisdom will empower you. It gives you power. Number 2, wisdom strengthens you inside and out. When you carry wisdom, there is a strength about you. There is a strength about you inwardly, and there's a strength within you and outwardly. Number 3, it inspires you to do right. What will wisdom do? When I have wisdom, it inspires me. I don't want to do wrong. I don't want to choose the wrong. When I carry wisdom, I want to do right. I want to follow after what God says. Why? Because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So when I have the fear of the Lord, I'm going to want to do what's right. I'm going to want to obey God. That's why it says that the fear of the Lord, that is the foundation to attain wisdom of God. We cannot live however we want and then expect to have wisdom. That is not how it works. Wisdom can only flow when we have the fear of God. Number four, it energizes you. It refreshes you. It brings healing to you. It gives you hope. It guides you. It gives you the steps to take. And not one of life's tests will cause you to stumble. That's what Proverbs chapter 3. We've been talking about testings. Well, when you have wisdom, you can't stumble. So you are walking in this test, but you can't stumble. You will have the answer to every test because you have wisdom. Because as wisdom screams, you are attaining it. You are saying, I want you, wisdom. I choose you. Look what it says in Proverbs 20, chapter 3, verse 21. My son, preserve wisdom and discernment. Don't let it out of your sight. Whatever you do, don't let go of wisdom. Whatever you do, you hold on to wisdom. Whatever you do, you should adorn yourself, Proverbs says, with wisdom. What does wisdom say? What is wisdom saying in my situation? What is wisdom screaming in this particular situation? Can I tell you something? You would never fail if you had wisdom. I guarantee you, you would never fail a test. You would never stumble. You would never be in a detour if you had wisdom. It says in the book of Proverbs that if you have wisdom, point number 9, you will sleep like a baby. It allows you to sleep like a baby. It says you will be safe and sound and your rest will be safe and secure when you have wisdom. Why? Because you've done the right thing. Because you have walked in wisdom, and wisdom will always lead you to truth. Wisdom will never lead you to deception. Wisdom will never guide you into seduction. Wisdom will never lead you into a wrong path. Wisdom will always speak. And when it speaks, it will always lead you into all truth. Number 10, it will not be subject to terror. In other words, you will, because you're confident in God all the time, it won't lead you into terror. You don't have to be afraid of anything. You don't have to be anxious about anything because you're being led by God. And so in the crisis, your confidence is in God because he told you what to do. So you can rest in every situation. And lastly, I want to make this point. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. Glory and honor rest upon the wise. Glory and honor rest upon the wise. Glory. The glory of God. The glory of God, his majestic, almighty glory is resting upon only those that carry wisdom. And honor, think about that. God is the God of honor. He honors you because you have wisdom. He will honor you before men. He will honor you before him. He will honor you in this lifetime. You don't have to take crooked paths. You don't have to make your way up the ladder by doing something crooked, by, you know, trying to create something to happen in your own flesh. Seek wisdom. Lean on wisdom. Hear wisdom. What is wisdom saying for that situation? What is wisdom saying to grow the church? Wisdom speaking. Maybe you're a pastor listening to me. How do I grow the church? How do I even run the ministry? God gives you wisdom to run it. God gives you wisdom to know how to build. God will give you the wisdom to know how to attain the wealth that you need to build that ministry. God will give you wisdom to know how to fix a relationship. God will give you the wisdom to know what to do in every situation and every circumstance. My prayer for you is that you seek wisdom. My prayer for you is that you will desire wisdom. But in order to attain that, you must be solely devoted on God. And number 2, you must have the fear of God. Some of you that are listening to me and watching me, you have fallen away from the fear of God. But I come and challenge you today through this podcast that you return to the fear of God. That the fear of God, that trembling, not that you're afraid of God. He's a loving dad, but that you are afraid to disappoint him. That's what the fear of God is. I don't want to disappoint God. I don't want to hurt God. I'm afraid to hurt him. I'm afraid to do something that would hurt his heart. I'm afraid to disappoint him. Not in a I lack affirmation kind of way, but in a love kind of way, because I want to please my Father in heaven, because he's a good dad, he's a loving father, and I want to make him proud. Therefore, we carry the fear of God every day. My prayer for you today would be that you return to the fear of God and that you seek wisdom. Read Proverbs chapter 3. Read a proverb every single day and seek wisdom. Highlight, where are you lacking wisdom? Where do you lack wisdom in relationships? Do you lack wisdom even in your thoughts? Do you lack wisdom even how you carry yourself? Do you lack wisdom on the job? Do you lack wisdom in your ministry? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom. The Bible says that God wants to give you wisdom. It says that wisdom and discernment is screaming, who will want me? And I pray that my prayer for you today would be that you want wisdom, that you seek wisdom, and that you attain wisdom, and that you do everything possible to attain that wisdom. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the wisdom of God to fall upon everybody that is listening to me, everybody that is watching me, that the wisdom of God will fall upon you, that you would know what to do in every circumstance, that you would know what to do in every situation. And wherever you are lacking wisdom, I pray that the wisdom would be there. The Bible says in the book of James, does anybody lack wisdom? Ask. James chapter 1. And I pray as you ask him for that wisdom is falling upon you. As you return to the fear of God, that wisdom is falling back on you. You will know what to do in every circumstance. Father, I thank you for every viewer and every listener. And I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that their hearts would return back to the fear of God. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you so much. I am encouraging you to please, I ask you to go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have incredible preachings that the Lord has been releasing in my heart that I've been releasing to the body of Christ. That's one way to gain wisdom through his word. And I encourage you to please hit the bell and you will know every single time when I have uploaded a video. So I encourage you to do that. Thank you so much again. And until next time, I bless your life. We love you guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.